Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check out the articles, the archives. Subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. Don't forget to do that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And our poll question, every week we ask a different question right there on the front, right on the homepage. Easy to do. You don't have to go anywhere else. Your answer once you decide. And when you do that, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Always a pleasure to have our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted's the author of Shock of Gray. That's his new book. I always like telling you about the one that's still one of my favorites, China Inc. And Ted's become an expert and certainly our expert on the Pacific Rim. And of course, his book, Shock of Gray, includes the aging of the world's population, not just Americans. And Ted, thanks again for hanging out with us. I know your books are available wherever books are sold. You've just come back recently from an 11-week stay in the Pacific Rim and Singapore. Tell us about those two places. What do we need to know about them?
Well, you know...
You do that, what were you doing over there?
You know, I was trying to see a world that is different than the world Americans constantly fret about, which is a future either dominated by China, you know, big monolithic but highly competitive capitalist state, or a world dominated by jihadist Islamic countries.
Right.
And, you know, it's a picture we have. We fear, but right in the middle is Indonesia, which is the world's largest Islamic state.
Mm-hmm.
It is not, I shouldn't say it is Islamic state, it's a Muslim majority state, but it has a secular government, it has pluralistic culture,
mm-hmm.
and it is a new democracy. It's only been democratic since 1998. And,
mm-hmm.
and to me, it seemed like this was a very hopeful country for Americans to see, but as you know, most Americans couldn't even find it on a map. And
right.
when I talk to my friends about it, I first have to say where it is,
uh-huh.
which is it's this 3,000-mile swath of islands, Australia, up towards India, up towards the Philippines, and is the fourth largest country in the world, just after the U.S., and by far the largest Muslim country. There's nearly as many Muslims in Indonesia as the entire
Middle
East.
But it's a bunch of islands.
It is a bunch of islands. It's very hard. You would think it would be impossible to police, impossible to stick together.
Yeah.
And yet, democracy is what's holding it together. Here is a country that votes repeatedly to one country. There's tensions on the edges, but it does reaffirm itself. And the elections there are impossible to run. You've got to get ballots from hundreds and hundreds of islands back to the
mm-hmm.
capital, Jakarta. And yet it worked. And I was fascinated in this, and I wanted to explore it, because I know Indonesia is also a very, very good country. The politics are broken in some ways that might feel familiar at home.
This wasn't your first trip there.
No, and it was part of a personal journey too, Jim, because when I had graduated college in 1980, I went to teach at a university there for 2.5 years, and... I had many, many dear friends who I simply hadn't seen, and I was feeling like some old immigrant who came to the United States 30 or 40 years ago. Everybody asks you about the country, and you deliver the most ancient, shop-worn impression of it.
Right.
I thought if I was up to date with my friends, with
my
life, I better go and find out.
You need to be updated. So is Indonesia... A future ally of the United States? Are they a good trading partner? Can we count on them to do the right thing the way we think we're doing the right thing in America?
You know, our politics are changing, and you know, it seems like we're getting more and more fearful of the Muslim world in some ways. And I think if we can get an appreciation of Indonesia, that would diffuse a lot of that.
Yeah.
And they are very pro-American. Their president studied in the United States. He studied
mm-hmm.
at our great military camps here for high officers. He studied
right.
in an American university. You'd be surprised how popular English is in Jakarta. I just heard it everywhere, spoken quite well.
That's good. What about Singapore? Now I got a couple of minutes left. What did you learn in Singapore? Tell the audience where Singapore is and how it's structured.
Singapore is more than any city I saw in China. It was one of the poorest places in the world mid-century, and it has really heaved itself up mostly through education and by being a kind of Swiss banking center for money that flows through Singapore. But it is a highly functional state. It give anybody who says, you know, you can't have good government, you can't have functioning government in the third world, just has to see how Singapore is resolved. It's astonishing. And now it's pushing towards democracy. The ruling party there, which has been in power forever, was shocked in the last elections. It only got 55% of the vote.
Right.
And it's doing a lot of self-examination. But things are opening up there, and it's still functioning. It's quite remarkable, and it's done it because it has a population that has the language skills, the business skills, and that make them great global trading partners.
Mm-hmm. And so, quickly, how would you differentiate those two countries from China, from America?
Well, you know, China is a single-party state, and when you go to Indonesia in particular, there's several layers of existence that aren't there in China. Nobody mm-hmm. talks about religion in China. Nobody talks about politics in China.
Mm-hmm.
China is 95% Han Chinese. Asia has 600 different ethnic groups and languages.
Yeah, interesting.
And China holds together by the ties of genes. Together by an idea.
Exactly, and I like that. Hey, Ted, I know you got to go this time. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. Shock of Gray. Good book. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.